I am Father Thomas Otanga. I come from Kenya, and I like to share with you first my experience arriving in your country for the first time. I was met at the airport by a group of friends, and after a flight of about 18 hours, they knew I was hungry, and they took me to a restaurant where they were sure I would find something to eat. The restaurant was Cheesecake Factory. And I was just amazed at so many big things, a big restaurant, because I'm used to very small restaurants, small little restaurants. And I didn't want to delay the process of ordering, so I wanted to order something quick, something fast, something easy to pronounce. And when I looked at that huge menu, the only thing that was familiar to me were the vegetables. I said, please give me the salad. But they asked me, what dressing would you like with your salad, sir? I didn't know how to answer that question, so I said, forget the salad. So I looked again and I saw eggs. I said, this will do it. I said, please give me the eggs. But they said, how would you like your eggs prepared, sir? Again, I didn't know the answer to that important question either, so I said, forget the eggs as well. So my friend sitting to my right whispered in my ears to order for chicken sandwich. So I asked for chicken sandwich, and I finally had something to eat. The one thought that I left that restaurant with from the first moment I entered into your beautiful country is how very richly blessed you people are. You have choices. If I ordered eggs in Kenya, it would come scrambled. I would not have to explain how I want my eggs prepared. And if I ordered vegetables, I would just have vegetables. I would not have any dressing with it. And it gave me the chance to compare and contrast the way we live in Kenya and the way you live here. In Kenya, we deal with very basic realities. In the western part of Kenya, where I come from, people generally walk for long distances to fetch water, for example. People walk 4 or 5 miles one way to get maybe 2 gallons of water. And they walk maybe 5 or 6 miles to go to church. And we do not have running water or electricity. And so you can imagine how basic really life is. The churches that we work in were built by the missionaries who came from Europe in 1940s, 50s, and mid-60s. When they constructed those churches could contain maybe 200 or 300 people. But over the time, it became necessary that other churches be built. The other churches that were built later, some of them were never completed, and so we have the rectangular structures of the ground, but there are no windows, no doors, or beautiful roofs like yours. But it is amazing that every Sunday, these churches are filled. These churches are filled by Christians who walk into them from the villages. They walk long distances, like I said, some walk 5 or 6 miles to come to them. They come because they want to be blessed. What is important to them is that they want to pray. They want to join the other Christians to become the church, the mystical body of Christ. What matters to them is the new life that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. They want to continue the mission of the church. The mission of the church, my friends, was given to us by Christ himself when he said that all power and authority has been given to me. Go therefore into the whole world and make all my disciples. Teach them all that I've taught you. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And at that time, Jesus said something very important that we do well to remember every day. He said, behold, I will be with you until the end of time. And so today, when we participate in the mission of the church, today when we join other Christians, today when we bring together our thoughtfulness, our kindness, in continuing the mission that Christ himself gave to us, we must remember, we do well to remember, that we do so with him who promised to be with us until the end of time. We do 4 specific things in continuing that mission of the church. Number one, we work in parishes, some of which have not been completed. And so you can imagine the hard work the Christians have to put together maybe the benches that they sit on and the windows and doors to these churches. Secondly, as all Carmelites, we pray. We pray for the needs of the church. We pray for those who ask for our prayers. We pray for those who have no one to pray for. Our major preoccupation in all our monasteries is to pray. And therefore, there is the challenge of maintaining our presence in all these monasteries, which require a lot of funds for the school fees that we have for our seminarians and for the friars that maintain life in these monasteries. Thirdly, we form seminarians. It is an important work that we feel that we have to form the young men who respond to God's call to be formed as priests require a lot of time and a lot of money. And fourthly, we try to distribute as much material help as we can find. So if we can find clothes or blankets or food or school fees or hospital bills to cater for those who need it, we are glad to do so. Now, we know that we are few and we have limited resources in that part of the country. But we know at the same time that when we are joined by other Christians, when we are joined by other Christians who are interested in continuing the mission of the church, we know that we'll go a long way to make a good impact in the church. We'll continue the mission of the church. And this is why we invite you to participate in the mission of the church as we continue it there. That you can join us with your financial donations. You can support what we do so that we can continue doing the good things that we do in the name of the church. So with your financial contributions, we are able to continue the mission of the church, but also with your prayers, that we may be holy, that we may be faithful in teaching only what the church wants us to teach, and informing the seminarians faithfully and carefully so that the church can stand as it has always stood, as a beacon of hope, as a sign of light to the world, so that we can stand strong for life from its very beginning, from its conception to natural end, for marriage, for family. And so all these issues that are important to us, that we can form seminarians, we can have priests who stand faithfully in ways that can make the church become a reality that is giving a good witness in the world today. And I thank you in advance for your thoughtfulness and kindness in joining our missions. May God richly bless each one of you.